No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Mr. Amazing Scott Ball. Welcome to the show. Now, no Jane with us, but, you know, when you don't get some good prezzies in your stockings, you do end up with coal, and that coal is Gail.
Yeah. Hi, meow. Ooh, meow.
She didn't realise I just insulted her by saying that she is basically the big prize of guest host, but let's move on with that. And speaking of booby prizes, guys, keep in mind, if you want to, you can call up NORAD. This is actually true. You can phone up NORAD, and you can ask them where Santa is. So if you want to phone up NORAD, which is, I think, if I recall correctly, the US Air Force's liaison in the Pentagon, you can do so on the number 1-877-446-6723. So if you're in the States, if you dial 877-446-6723, and if you're outside of the States and you want to call in, obviously make sure you've got an international calling plan or something, 001-877-446-6723. There is one downside, though. Apparently, tradition is that the First Lady will staff one of the lines. Now, usually this wouldn't be too bad, you know. Unfortunately, this does mean that you could end up talking to Melania Trump this year. So if you want to make some calls but also want to reduce the risks, my suggest would be Hinduism.
Or having a non-religion, you know, because they're all money chasers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, not atheism, isn't it? I still maintain itself, look, capitalism is a religion, really, you know. I mean, you think about it, the US, rather than have, say, like, this infrastructure for healthcare for rich or for poor people, would much rather chase the almighty dollar and say, yes, goddamn Muslim Obama, father, you know, socialism and fascism and ism and ism and ism, and it's all them damn immigrants. You're like, look, stop, you know. Just because you learn a few random words on your way up through the gutters doesn't mean you know what they mean. And, you know, I'm like, let me get it straight, you know. This is what I was like all these birthers, and like, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, Obama is a Muslim. Why do you say it? Well, Obama sounds like a summer. That can't just be a coincidence. And Barack sounds like Iraq. And his middle name is Hussein. This can't all be a coincidence. I'm thinking, it fucking can be a coincidence, and it is.
Yeah,
or like David. What is a coincidence is that you managed to get yourself dressed this morning.
Yeah, I just got up into my jammies and I helped to clean up the kitchen after people made lots and lots of food for stuff tomorrow. And I cleaned up there, and then some idiot walks in the kitchen, puts the cooker on there, and then I'm like, nobody's cooking in there. And it's like heating up like hot towers. And I shut the mains off,
Why not? In all fairness, I might have to do that myself, actually. People are not going to know if I turn the oven on, whether I'm trying to heat the house up or going to gas myself, because our boiler's gone. So we don't have any central heating. Luckily, the hot water is on a separate thing that's powered by electric. It's all right there, but the radiator's out of commission. Because a few days ago, the boiler went up spout. But, I mean, luckily, it ain't that bad. Apparently, it's something like 10 degrees or something at the moment. It's on my phone.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm wondering this, Alexa, what's the temperature at the moment?
Yeah, like in here it's quite warm.
Alexa,
like,
stop.
Yeah.
I've always found myself doing that. I don't know whether you guys have got it. Like, if you're thinking of getting a smart device, peeps, I wouldn't recommend going for the Alexa. Not because it turned out that you got all like the right wingers going, oh yeah, well, you know, it's sexist and it's racist because of so, like, the whole Lives Matter and the whole feminist crap and all that, like, it does. It's not any of that. Let's exclude that. You know, geopolitical views aside, whether you're one of these right wingers that thinks that, or whether it's just like a, I mean, for me, it is a glorified smart, like, Bluetooth speaker. That is literally it. It knows sod all else. You can, unless you ask it the questions the right way. The thing is, right, it uses the Bing search engine. Who the fuck uses Bing? The only reason I use the Bing search engine is to type in random search words for it to get the credits to get free Xbox Live Gold subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Bing is... Mind you, saying that when... there was this 1 vs. 100 primetime program on the Xbox 360. Mum and me used to like play it because they had the 1 vs. 100 show. And my mum thought the slogan "Book it" was "Fuck it." Instead of, it was "Visit Bing.com,
mm-hmm.
Book it." She thought it was "Fuck it." So I'm getting a message come through here, or this, and he'll find me. Someone's saying one day he'll find me. I've just responded with Santa or Trump. Because I'd be able to completely, like, kick the crap out of Trump, and then he'd say that he won, sort of, like, the WBF heavyweight championship, and that anyone who says otherwise would be fake news. It'd be there with orange skin and two black eyes. No, Scott, don't beat the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine the, like, the reports of Breitbart or whatever like that? Evil lefty socialist liberal, you know, snowflake, like, English, you know, like, fascist, whatever, like, bald guy beat up our dear leader. I mean, the thing is, you've got this massive beef with him and Kim Jong-un at the moment about the whole, like, nuclear bombs and everything like that being launched and everything like that. So you got this fat, crazed, psychopathic maniac who didn't really get democratically elected.
Not such a non-democratic society. And
you can guess where I'm going with that joke, can't you?
I think, please, yeah. Considering the only person in that family makes sense is the sister, and if he was deadly, oh my god, I'd slip poison in all of them and just let the sister rule the place.
I should point out that it makes sense
in the whole bloody shop, yeah.
I should point out we are not encouraging the
not to say
the murder by that poison of the first family of the United States.
That's what he did to me. He poisoned me 17 times when my dad was born and then...
All I'm saying, CIA, if you're listening in, is that she said it. Her name is Gail Hamilton. She lives at...
You're sitting up near, yeah.
Kidding, yeah. I'd shop you for the ratings. You know that, right? I'll tell the CIA where you are. Go round there with a camera.
You're genuinely a lot still, my bitch. Can you meet me like that?
Okay. I can just imagine Gal was like this tiny Scottish mafia boss, you know?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm part Italian, so it makes no sense.
No. You're part everything.
Being natural, yeah.
You're more diluted than
yeah.
Beer that's been through my digestive system.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get a nice festive song on now. And here is Kevin Bloody Wilson with Ho Ho Fucking Ho.
Ho ho fucking ho, what a crock of shit. We all work for Santa Claus, we've had enough, we quit. Cause we do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. I'm Rudolph and I quit. Just who's he think he is? That little fat cunt sat back in the sleigh cracking that fucking whip. And me stuck up the front of these other useless cunts. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. Ho ho fucking ho, what a crock of shit. We all work for Santa Claus, we're bad enough we quit. Cause we do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. And what about ourselves? We've had enough as well. Working in that freezing factory, cold as fucking hell. Work until we drop with our bollocks freezing off. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. Ho ho fucking ho, what a crock of shit. We all work for Santa Claus, we've had enough, we quit. Cause we do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. I'm Santa Claus's wife, I know what he's really like. Sneaking into them little kids' rooms, he's a fucking pedophile. A devious old drunk, and I'm married to the cunt. So stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. Ho ho fucking ho, what a crock of shit. We all work for Santa Claus, we're bad enough we quit. Cause we do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho ho fucking ho.
Oh gosh!
I'm honestly surprised we haven't got like a bunch of like at least third wave feminists going, "Oh yeah, Father Christmas, Father Christmas, it's sexist." Well, there is a Mother Christmas, and let's face it, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, Father Christmas delivering presents. I don't see why a woman couldn't do it. Well, look, if you're looking for a horse faced feminist to be involved in the delivery system of Christmas presents, Marcy just put in the sleigh. God, the rebranding's gonna be so fucking hard.
I must suggest that wasn't Marcia if I shout that in the street. I go, Marcia, it's me, it was an actress, yeah, because I've seen that woman a thousand times before. It tries to be pretend to be Marcia in here, and she certainly probably bloody well wasn't, yeah, because then she was at church, and she probably doesn't even know where I live, yeah, right now, yeah.
You really are a lot of one-person EastEnders, ain't you? Yeah.
I live in East End of London. I don't need EastEnders. I've got EastEnders of London to troll over. Yeah, I don't need EastEnders.
You live in Peckham,
yeah.
Don't you?
No, I don't live in Peckham. Maybe. Whatever. I live in the land of Wonderland and Oz. Yeah.
Land of Wonderland and Oz. That's your own head, ain't it?
I'm alive at lines and tight. He left us
on an automated bus.
Give it to them.
I know that he left you on an automated. Can I ask what the fuck are you smoking? Because I'm thinking I might start trying some of it. I mean, seriously, I thought I'm prescribed some strong shit for my conditions, but whatever they've got you on, I want some. I mean, there's some shit a ketamine won't be able to come down off of.
I'm looking at the skirting boards right now, they're clean enough.
What the hell are you on that's got you that OCD? You're looking at skirting boards, looking for dust.
Yeah.
I can imagine you actually getting like a new 4K telly and counting the pixels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to get. See, when I get money, I bet I had a massive telly from my room, yeah.
What the fuck do you need a 4K TV?
I don't need a telly because I get a telly there. What's the point? Yeah.
You would need a 4K telly, ain't we? The only reason you would need a 4K telly is if you watch a load of 4K movies, which I'm guessing you don't. If you are into high-end gaming, which I know you ain't, whether you have a 4K streaming service, which I know you don't. It's like, Jen, she got a 4K telly. Doesn't have anything that does 4K, though, does she? A few days ago, she was getting stressed out that she wouldn't plug an HDMI cable into a printer. And I'm like, the port that she is using isn't... It's a USB port, but it's a USB type port. And I'm like, no. And she was like, no, I didn't get an HDMI cable with my Xbox. I'm thinking it comes in the fucking box. How else do you plug it into your telly? Oh, Jen was here, though, because she's so amazing. Merry Christmas, my Jen. Well, anyway, what's the jolly fat fellow bringing you for Christmas? And I'm not talking about Brian Blessed. Yo, gal, over here, you got another 28 minutes of this crap, come on.
Yeah, oh God, I need the toilet, and I'm like, oh, I can't.
Have a piss, yeah, then I'll go back down
right,
the floor.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave this sitting on the table if somebody were off it and trip the alarms and that kind of stuff and say it was a ghost, yeah.
Oh, your phone's got an alarm on it?
No, it's got the back door, yeah, to hear.
Your phone's got a back door. I'm not going to sound this. Phone you can walk into.
To the non-existent shit that I have, yeah. You can't hate you.
I can guarantee you, like, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kids will be waking up tomorrow. They'll be like 5-6 years old and they'll be getting an iPhone or something like that. I'll worry, it's in case they get mugged, you know, and you'll say to the parents, oh, why have you got them an iPhone? Oh, it's in case they get mugged. So, what the fuck, if they get mugged, what the fuck do you think they're going to get mugged for? Their Heelys.
Yeah,
give me your Heelys so I can run off and I can't even fit into them.
So I have to get my presents away to my niece and nephew after Christmas. They'll not be getting presents from me. I'll get them after Christmas and they'll get them, yeah, whenever I see them. I've seen them walk down the street and my mum's lying all the hell away to me and my cousin Emma, my sister-in-law Emma, Emma Hattie, Emma Hamilton, is just walking down the street with Brian and Ellie. And I said, that's Brian and Ellie and Emma. And I said, they've been in London ever since. And they've been lying their bloody head off me. They haven't even once brought me into the house to have any dinner or anything with me or anything. I thought, that's grand, isn't it, get? You're not mad. He's off his bonkers about you. Ilya Lyons is tiger and bear. They can't be you in a hell shite. No. You can't imagine that figure, you fool. And you're the goddamn deal of the bit. Oh, being shite, can't be.
Okay, moving on. I still maintain, you know what I think of when you get like that?
What in God's name is that thing?
Oh, no. So, everybody's up to these gadgets and stuff like that, and everybody wants all sorts of stuff. I just want to be alive and get for Christmas, to be honest with you.
There's a weird thing. I mean, I can... kind of get flat as well. I mean, you know, you've got face ATOS as well, and they are merciless bastards. That is an insult to merciless bastards, comparing you to those twats. But
one of us.
You know, I went through the hell of that, but then a few months later I did get the Nintendo Switch, which I quite like. And I mean, it's a good thing of explaining to people, like, from my perspective. You know, they'd say, oh yeah, well, if, you know, if they can get, like, the money to buy Nintendo Switch, they don't need that money on benefits. But my argument to flip flat would be, but it's cheaper than giving me psychotherapy, which has proven to be ineffective for me. So you can either spend a load of money, psychotherapy is useless, or little money that will get me a games console that will help me forget about my pathetic existence for a few hours a day, which will then mean I'm not being in hospital under select section or whatever, and, you know...
I've never been in hospital under real section. It was all faked up test chance.
You fell on a free, you daft cow.
Yeah, I only went on a section, and I like being in there, because then you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you get fed till in there.
There's a thing as well. They don't want to section people unless they absolutely have to.
You get
but at the same point, they won't help them if they can't afford to. CBT is like cutting your arm off and then sticking a plaster on it to stem the bleeding. I'm sure for some people it does help, and if it helps and if it's proven to be helpful, then yes. But for me, you know, I'm a poker player. I'm a chess player. I see it as what it is, and it is mind conditioning, you know. You can tell me that I should look on the plus side of my life and everything and all that, all we want. But the fact is, life sucks. And, you know, you could either waste thousands of pounds on CBT for me, and, it, you know, for me to say, yeah, well, it's all worthless. Or what I think they should do is look at new forms of therapy. So if playing a video game, for example, helps people with therapy in ways that CBT can't, then this would be an evidence-based teaching, and surely an Xbox should then be available for prescription on the NHS.
That's true. With your testing,
let's imagine, for example, that you are every taxpayer. Mm-hmm. That you pay 100% of all taxes, yeah?
A 9-year sentence, you bastard.
Anyway, you are the taxpayer. Yeah. Yo, gal, are you with us here?
Yeah.
All right, good. Let's say that you are the taxpayer and you're assessing the value of mental health to yourself, yeah? Now, you could either spend £500 and get like a basic telly, an Xbox, and a couple of games, yeah? And that will make you feel better, and that will help you with your mental health. Or you could spend £5,000 for some CBT, which doesn't really help you. You know, what is beneficial there to, you know, to people? I mean, you're going to have people who would exploit it for a free Xbox, yes, but yet people exploit the benefit system anyway.
Cool.
It always tickles me, let's say in the whole PIP and the UC, Universal Credit, is to root out the benefit frauds, but the rate of benefit fraud on disability living allowance was 0.4%, which is 1 in 250 people. Now, if you do that per capita, the rate of fraud within an MP's expenses is a lot higher. So surely, if we are assessing disability living allowance under what's now known as PIP, surely shouldn't we stop the state benefits of 650 members of parliament?
Yes, they're getting benefits. So I think there should be a cap on how much people earn. Don't mind doing
You earn what you earn. That's capitalism, you know. If an employer wants to pay someone they've employed £1 million, like, you know, a year for stacking shells, let them. If they want to pay a minimum wage for being on an executive board, yes, let them. It's how the market works. But when you get like all these MPs, so I mean, my favourite is Ian Don't Care Smith, who was the former minister for manslaughter, Department of Work and Pensions, was saying, "Oh, I could live on £55 a week if I wanted to, but I don't have to, so I won't." I'm thinking, I could live on thousands of pounds worth of expenses if I wanted to, and I do want to, so give me your thousands of expenses.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know, we'll swap lives for a moment. You live in sort of a council property where, you know, as soon as you step outside, you could very well die. And I'll live in a mansion with footmen and butlers. Oh, speaking of which, there's a massive fucking Barney outside. This guy, I swear, he was taking a kicking, but he stood up at the end of it. And about 2 minutes earlier, I was like saying to a friend in the States, oh, you know, a proper Essex, you know, Christmas is sort of like food, booze, and a punch up. And about 2 minutes later, there was a punch up literally right outside. Yeah.
Yeah. I like how, like, my screensaver out and somebody goes and breaks it, and then I'm like, who's letting people in? So I'm grabbing at the door to, like, 7 degrees in here to stop people getting in here so they don't soak out or whatever. Oh, God, they hear them swing off like nothing else. Yeah, that's going to be night and day, all day, if you... this and that, I hate you, and blah, blah, you, and this and that, you... You're not good.
I'm pointing out you can get motion activated cameras for very little money these days. I mean, there's something else I think they should. I mean, with all these like, new council properties and with issues like Greenfell that happened like 7 months ago as well,
yeah.
I reckon council properties or council built properties should all have external CCTV.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, it would lower the cost of insurance on them. It would increase safety, and of course, I can see an argument against CCTV because it means that, you know, the private contracts they sign that, you know, result in hundreds of like people losing their positions and like, you know, nearly 100 dying. It would mean that they would be accountable for it, and we can't have the government accountable for its actions now, can we?
Yeah, I'm holding in my
pee. He says being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, if there's one person that you know, if you gave them the opportunity to do 20 paces and kick Theresa May between the legs, it would be me. She'd probably charge a few hundred pounds for the expenses for the cup. I mean, it must be really hard for her to stand there and recite the national anthem because, you know, it takes a while to work out where to hold her hand because you're supposed to hold your hand over your heart, so she's obviously not sure where that is. But yes, we have now had Trump for almost a year in power.
Not as bad as Trump's cars, yeah. Good. That's me held the toilet for quite a while, yeah. That's good.
Okay. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Trump mate would make most people lose their marbles, and then those people would vote for Trump. Anyway, we are coming up to Christmas now, ladies and gentlemen. We are probably just a minute off of it. It's always weird, ain't it? We always do like a Christmas show or something like that, and we always like, start with the happy stuff like the first minute. Do like half an hour of just pictures and ranting and raving, and then we'll just finish it all off with, oh, and happy Christmas, by the way, peeps.
It's going to be over, and then you'll be like, oh, where did the hype all go to? Yeah.
What she said. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is less than a minute now until it's Christmas in the centre of the world's time zone. Let's check with Alexa. Alexa, where is Santa Claus right now?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing in Chester?
Yeah.
Well, he's got about 30 seconds to get his arse where I am. I mean, there's proof that employment is terrible. Santa's on 0 hours contract. Well, you know, he never know. He knows he's going to work, but he's only going to get a few hours a year. But anyway, it'll be a few seconds time, and I'll say, ding, it's Christmas. Ding, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
There we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, is Christmas. I think I'm going to do the Jasper Carrot 12 Days of Christmas, actually. I actually thought it, yeah, here we go.
Sometimes you start a song and you're in the wrong key and you do a sort of subtle chord change and get out of it. Pretty smooth, huh? Make Val Dunigan look like an Hell's Angel. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a wee heavy and a half pint. A wee heavy is a Scottish drink in a bottle, and a half pint is what Jack Hudson brought me earlier on. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two nips of gin and a wee heavy and a half pint. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three blackened pans, two nips of gin, and a wee heavy and a half pint. That's your bit. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four double diamonds, three blackened pans, two nips of gin, and a wee heavy. Like a load of larks. Pillarks. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five baby showers, four double diamonds, three blackened pans, two nips of gin, and a wee heavy and a half pint. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six shots of brandy, five baby stars, four double diamonds, three black and tan, two nips of gin, and a wee heavy and a half pint. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven Carlsberg lagers, six shots of brandy. Come on, everybody, have a go. Five baby shams, four double diamonds, three black and two nips of gin, and a heavy punch. Oh. And the certain man, silly old faggot, sends to me eight bloody bunker and lime, seven Carlsberg lager, six shots of, come on, everybody! Five baby shams, four double diamonds, three black shams. Hang on a minute! Two nips and half! And the ninth circle, mother said to me, nine of the shandy, eight bloody Volkswagen lines, seven pounds of lager, six just to break. Come on, everybody! And a wee heavy and a half pint. On the tenth, hold on! On the 10th, come up to me. Hey, Jude, don't take a bath. Take a sad song and make it better again. Show me the way to go home. Five double gins, four dribble drubble wobbles, three clackin' bangly wugglies, two niddly noddly waddlies, and a piddle up your bubble wobble. I'm the get all the money done to me. 11 Bath Blue Label. What the hell can you do with 11 Bath? Drop a whoopee ball, man. You're all pissed out there, aren't you? I can tell you, though. And a barrel of something. Oh, God. And, oh, 12 Alka-Seltzers, 11 Bass Blue Labels, 10 pints of bitter, 9 arms of shandy, 8 vodka and lime, 7 Carlsberg Lager, 6 shots of brandy, your turn. 5 baby shams, here we go. 4 double diamonds, 3 black and tan, 2 nips of you, and a wee heavy, and a heart. Thank you, good night. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mansfield.
I have faced it, ladies and gentlemen. I've fucking leaving this till Christmas or something different, and a bit of the old carrot. You could eat. I mean, it's that time of the year, you know, when I say chicken, you know, stuffy turkey if you pull me cracker.
My mum and everybody in California.
I ain't stuffing your mum's turkey, okay? I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but I ain't stuffing your mum's turkey.
Yeah.
She ends up like, holy fuck. I wish Jen was here, though. I love you, my Jen. There's stuff I'll warm on in some Christmas stockings, and then out of them again. But, I mean, I guess in all seriousness, you know, family or on your own, if you're happy at Christmas, I think you're happy at Christmas, you know. I don't really celebrate Christmas anymore myself. It's not really a family thing, but, you know, I've got my family there, and the way I see it is I've made it through 51 weeks of another shitty year.
You're in the heat. My name's
Pierre,
and I'm the
national ninja. What about Pajama Ninja?
Pajama Ninja. Yeah.
There is a CBBC series waiting to start out, Pajama Ninjas.
My family.
Your family are Pajama Ninjas. This is. Can I just point out a load of people wearing sort of like the white scrubs at a mental hospital do not constitute ninjas. I've checked myself because I was thinking it might be worth getting sectioned on. Well, why do you think you deserve to be sectioned? I want to throw the start. What I forgot to do is get like the nutty people and not. Like, if I was there, I'd have 50% of us as ninjas and 50% of us as shogun. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking probably can't end up there by the end of the year anyway. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it through another show.
We have the tools, we have the talent. It's Miller time.
And there is a fart. I guess we should say thanks to Gal for joining us.
What in God's name is that thing?
and of course Two Doors.
Let's get him out of here before the pigeons decide he's another statue.
Some more Christmas festivities from Jeff Dunham and Up Dead Paris. So good night, everyone.
Very nice. Yes, I got a favor to ask of you, infidel. What? When we're finished here, will you come caroling with me? What?
You go Christmas caroling?
Oh, yes, I love the Christmas carol.
Like, what do you sing?
Bin Laden is coming to town. Oh, holy crap. Oh, holy crap, I think I blew my foot off. And then my favorite, Silent Night. Thank you. And then I got another one, Jingle Bongs. Would you like me to sing Jingle Bongs?
You can sing?
Oh, yes. Okay, what the heck? Wait, I need some music. Music. I have guitar guy. Guitar guy! Guitar guy! Come out the keys! Oh, listen to that! Backstage, he was doing drugs. I know he was. Hello, guitar guy. I love you, rock and roll. Oh, by the way, and thanks for dressing like crap for my show. So sad. He don't know he does drugs. Okay, let's hear what you got, guitar guy. You racist bastard. Is that what you think I like? Hey, you know that Xbox game, Guitar Hero? I kick your ass. Okay, maybe at Halo.
All right, Ahmed, so you have the song?
Yes, Jingle Bombs. Okay, guitar guy, give me my note. It sounds like a car wreck. Do that again. Be quiet. Do it again. You got it?
I got it.
Dashing through the sand with a bomb strapped to my back, I have a nasty plan for Christmas in Iraq. I got through checkpoint A, but not through checkpoint B. That's when I got shot in the ass by the U.S. military. I'm blew up, you see. Where are all the virgins that Bin Laden promised me? Oh, jingle bombs, jingle bombs, your soldiers shot me dead. The only thing that I have left is the towel upon my head. I used to be a man, but every time I cough, thanks to Uncle Sam, my nuts keep falling off. My bombing days are done. I need to find some work. Perhaps it would be much safer as a convenience store night clerk. Oh, jingle bombs, jingle bombs. I think I got screwed. Don't laugh at me because I'm dead or I kill you. Guitar guy, go backstage and do your drugs now. Merry Christmas.
And that's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. There we go.